the new current domestic commercial fee, with the new current domestic commercial fee structure, that's going to drop down. Those airlines are now paying $25 per leg on 10 seats. So that dropped it down to $250. That's just for the domestic commercial, just the local carriers. So the government brought that down by almost two-thirds, actually. It's from $7 to $250 per seat. And that's a huge step forward to ensuring that the economy stays vital and growing in Sesame, while still putting the safety case in. There's a fine line here between where it was and where it's going. And if there wasn't those steps taken by the government, particularly the CAA and the Ministry of Transport, then the ability for the economy of the country to keep going was going to be slowed down. Because as you know, South Sudan's landlocked. The economic driver to South Sudan is air traffic, is air commerce. So if the safety case wasn't addressed, and they've addressed it, the program's extraordinary. It's going to be one of the more interesting safe airspaces in Africa, what everybody's done, is then to allow this the economy to grow and for expand airspace on all levels.
Right. Well, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. Yes, you've said you were on board with South Sudan way back. And I mean, South Sudanese are just getting to know about NAFPAS, in recent days. So just how does your involvement in working with South Sudan and gaining sovereignty in their airspace, how does this benefit the people of South Sudan? They may want to know.
It's the single biggest economic driver to South Sudan. I mean, the expansion and building out of safe airspace in the air, in any, not only Juba, but anywhere in South Sudan is essential in the growing economy of South Sudan.
Right.
And so being able to do as quickly as this happened, In no time anywhere in Africa, let alone the world, has a sovereign airspace been engaged and stood up in a number of months. And it was done under the latest technology, under the latest doctrine, under the latest guidance. The great thing about South Sudan is we didn't have to change it. We just got to come in, work with civil aviation, and give them the latest version, the latest rollout of every other benefit that comes from around the world. So the latest version of everything that's occurred got put into South Sudan. It's extraordinary. It's wow. It's one of only five electronic websites. The website for South Sudan Civil Aviation is one of the most sophisticated in Africa. It's incredible.
Okay.
Anybody that flies in South Sudan can get everything they need on the website. Apply for everything, connect with everybody, know what it costs. I mean, it's amazing. For free, by the way. And almost 80% of the country for
all,
free.
All you need is your internet connection.
Correct. Right. 80% of the countries in Africa charge for that privilege of just downloading your manual on how to fly in the airspace.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that is extraordinary and actually good news for South Sudanese to get to. Now, does your work extend to the field airstrips, or is it just the international airport?
Well, it's ATC, or air traffic management, we stop when the wheels hit the ground. So everything above when the airplane lands. So yes, and we will do, the program is for the entire airspace over the next few months. And it's well underway. The program to build out everything that's needed for South Sudan to do all the sovereign airspace in South Sudan is well on its way. And truth be told, the NAVIs are built for every airplane that flies through the airspace. So while what we've started is just the Juba area, it's just a small piece of the funding for South Sudan Civil Aviation, and way short, by the way. It's a contribution that definitely is a contribution, you're not getting me wrong, but to really take care of the airspace, we need to get fees from every airplane that passes through the airspace.
Right.
And at that point, it'll be incredible program for South Sudan.
Right. And Tom, I mean, you spoke about how South Sudan just acquired the latest software, and it's one of the latest in Africa, as you mentioned. It should be one of the infrastructures that we have. But what more should we expect from the airport? What more developmental infrastructures should we expect?
Oh, they will continue to upgrade the training. They'll continue to upgrade the equipment in the tower. We'll continue to expand the communications across South Sudan. There's a whole communication network that's going to be going in the next few months all the way across South Sudan. There's an improvement in the navigational aids coming so that every airplane gets to take advantage of from the 737 down to the Caravan. So it will allow aircraft to operate in more all-weather conditions safely. That's a huge step forward.